Care Coaches Insight Program's back to it here tonight, kicking things off with Atchison Girls Basketball Coach. That is Nick Rebant, presented by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Well, Coach, last week we certainly had a lot to talk about. You know, you were coming off the midseason tournament. You know, you played a one-off game at a 6A power in Topeka High. And then since last week, you guys had a game scheduled earlier this week against Casey Schlegel, but you know, they've had to forfeit some games, so you take a win there by default. So a little bit of time off since that Topeka High game and getting ready for Sumner at home on Friday. So I guess, how have you kind of utilized this little bit of extra practice time before the matchup on Friday?
You know, it's kind of been nice to have this time off. We've been dealing with some sickness throughout the team. So giving a chance to get them healthy without having any games affected by it has been kind of huge. But the other thing we've been doing is just getting shots. Our shooting percentages are down. So we've been really working on some drills, different things of catch and shoot, get your eyes to the basket and find a target and hit that. I think our shooting percentages are going to be better because of it. Just having that time to get into the gym and get those shots up and just get a better understanding of how we want to attack that.
You guys are a little bit more than halfway through the Metalark Conference schedule. You guys sit here undefeated in conference play, so we're pushing into the final few weeks here of the regular season. You're going to play everybody once again, you know, starting Friday at home against Sumner Academy. I'll get your thoughts on them in a moment, but obviously you guys have a big opportunity ahead of you here over the next few weeks to go capture a conference championship here in 2026. The mindset, what's the message been, you know, to these girls as you kind of put forward this next few week grind?
Yeah, you know, it's been fun. They come to me in practice and say, "Coach, we still got our goals. We can still hit them all." You know, they came with some team goals at the beginning of the season. Number one was 14 wins on the year. Number two was league championship. And both of those are still in sight. And I think they're excited. You can see that in them when they get in the gym. They want to get better. They're chasing those goals and they want to go hit them. So that's kind of fun to see them want to go attack those and get after it.
What does it say about the quality of non-conference games that you guys have played this year? All of your losses have come out of league, and it's not like you're playing scrubs. I mean, we've talked about it all season long. You're playing 5A and 6A schools on a regular basis. So the competition outside of Metalark Conference play, I would have to imagine, has been helping you guys with the success within the conference here this season.
Definitely. You know, some of the teams that we're seeing, Eudora's, Wamigo's, Topeka High, some of these teams and leagues aren't going to be able to put the pressure on. They won't have the athletes that those other schools do. So when it comes to pressure, we've gotten so much better at being able to attack it because we've learned through seeing it through some of these better athletes and those girls from those schools. You know, and the girls have seen it. They're learning how to attack it. So, you know, I tell everyone we have the hardest schedule in 4A. I don't know if that's true or not, but just to have that schedule and let them attack those teams and learn and then come back into league and be able to go after, you know, that's the kind of pressure we want to play. So you go see that, and you go see that from those different schools, and those girls realize that extra level you have to get to be able to defend like that. A lot of games are won on the defensive end. You never know if you're going to have a bad shooting night, but you can always have a good defensive night. So that's kind of where our mindset is now, too, is we want to get better defensively and pressure teams like we've been pressured.
Yeah, and you mentioned Wamigo, Eudora, you know, Topeka High fairly recent. Let's not forget Junction City, Lawrence, Free State, Shawnee Mission North. I mean, the list goes on and on. I'd bet $5 American that you guys have the hardest schedule in the 4A class. But anyways, that's a whole nother discussion. So let's go to Sumner Academy, the rematch, you know, on Friday at home. You beat them early on in the season. You know, it was a pretty wide margin, but, you know, do you take much away from the first meeting in terms of adjustments? Where does your team stand going into this second matchup with Sumner Academy on Friday, maybe compared to a couple months ago when you saw them in December?
You know, we still want to get after them on the defensive end and get easy buckets. Anytime you can get easy buckets in a game, it just changes the mindset of your team. You get more aggressive. You go in that attack mode. Two, and it changes the mindset of your opponent. If they're getting beat with a press and turning it over, heads go down quick, and then you can just continue that attack and try to put the game away early. You know, with us in our short rotation, it's nice if we can get up early, get some extra breaks, get the girls rested up, and keep them ready for the next game.
Great stuff as always. Nick Rebant joining us, Atchison Girls Basketball Coach. Again, not a ton to talk about this week. A game against Schlegel earlier this week, a forfeit win for Atchison. Now they're finally back to it Friday. back half of the Meadowlark Conference schedule. Phoenix right in the mix, undefeated right now in conference play. They'll get a next, or another go-around, I should say, at home Friday with Sumner Academy, who they defeated back in December. Well, Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon.